Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, of course, it's May is Beef Month, and we've been recognizing the beef industry during the month of May. And on the phone right with us right now is Michael Landit. Michael is the president of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. And thanks for joining us, Michael.
Hey, thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, so when did you take over the reins as president?
I have been president of the association. I'm in my second year now. I took over in December of 2018 already.
Okay.
So, and then I go until December of this year at our annual convention.
Okay, good. Well, before we talk about the cattlemen's, let's tell us a little bit about yourself, Michael, where you're from, and maybe how you, it's a family operation, I'm sure, and your farm?
Yeah, I'm from southwestern Redwood County. About a half hour south of Marshall and a little bit east by Walnut Grove. And I'm a fourth generation of my family to farm on our farm here. Live on the home farm with my wife and kids. My parents moved to town a few years ago so that I could move to the home place. We have cattle feedlot and row crops, primarily corn and soybeans. I grew up as on a hog operation, but my heart was in the cattle business. So when I came home from college, I started raising cattle. I bought 60 head shortly after college, and now we have just over 700 head on feed all the time.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty good. You mentioned you have a family, huh?
Yeah, I have my wife, Carrie. We've been married... we're going on 24 years this year, and then we have three kids. My son is 19 and was attending SDSU until they took care of having classes this year with the COVID deal. He decided to move home and not do the online thing, so he's home and helping out around the farm. And then I have two daughters, one's in ninth grade and one's in first grade.
Okay. What schools do they attend?
They attend Tracy Area School.
Okay.
where they go.
Okay. So a four-generation farmer, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very fortunate to be able to follow in the footsteps of my parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. The farm, my mom, my dad was actually a city kid. He lived in town growing up. This is my my mom's parents and grandparents' farm that we're on, so... We do a lot of things different here, I guess. We let the husbands come from town, and we switch species, go from raising hogs and go to raising cattle. So
okay, all right. Well, Mike, tell us a little bit about the Cattlemen's Association in Minnesota.
We're a member-based organization. We have we're just under 1,200 members across the state, and we represent the cow-calf industry, the feedlot industry. We have members that are involved in, in the service side of it, feed companies, feed distributors, other cattle equipment distributors. Everybody that's just associated in the beef business can be a member. Even if you're a consumer, that's a good enough reason to be a member.
That's right. Buy beef, right?
That's right.
You've been down in the state capitol, I would guess, trying to pass some legislation to help the cattle farmers?
Yeah, we were early in the session and early in the year. We had a few meetings up in St. Paul. There again now with COVID, not many of those meetings have been held in St. Paul. So it's been saving the drive, but I've been doing a lot of phone calls and phone conferences and video meetings to still get some work done at the state capitol. But this year has been a slower year at the state level, but we've been really busy at the federal level. A lot more conversations with our federal legislative people as this all this COVID legislation moves through D.C.
Tell us a little bit about what are some of the issues that you're dealing with, Michael, there with the COVID thing.
Okay. Yeah, right now we've been working on the relief package that passed probably close to a month ago now that had some relief in it for cattle producers. That's still working its way through USDA. You know, we're still trying to figure out exactly what that's going to say and what that's going to do. But, you know, we're thinking that, been hearing anyway, somewhere around $9.5 billion will be spread out across the nation for cattle producers. So still learning just how that's going to be. There's some other, you know, stuff going through with relief packages and how that'll go. So I've been working with our senator's offices, with Representative Peterson and the other representatives' offices, just how that'll look and how that'll go. And, you know, that's been kind of the big push, but in that's also a lot of the stuff that we work on all the time as far as natural resources offices and, you know, USDA that way for conservation funding and the ways that we can use that in tandem with beef production.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Michael Landet. Michael is the president of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. And Michael, I know some meat packing plants have closed. They're actually reopening. Some have reopened. How has that affected the cattle ranch farmer?
You know, that is starting to back up some cattle, and you know that brings up another thing that we're working on, just how that's going to affect the industry and the best way to handle that. But you know, now hopefully with the plants getting open back up again, I'm hoping that time will just be time spent in a worst case scenario, not something we actually have to implement. I believe the report we got this morning, and I forget which plant it is, but I think there's only one plant currently closed in the U.S.
Okay.
So I don't know how many are still slowed. You know,
right.
A lot of them been slowed down, but
mm-hmm. Where do you
at
take,
least there's only one that's completely closed.
Yeah. Where do you usually take your cattle, Mike?
You know, we kind of bounce all over depending on the cattle we're feeding at the time and where the bid is. But the majority of them go either to Tyson in Dakota City or the greater Omaha there to that plant.
Okay. Before COVID started here, what were some of the challenges that you were facing as a cattle farmer, Mike?
Oh, you know, a lot of the same ones that are just always out there watching the regulation and just how government is trying to tell us to do our jobs. And you know, the biggest thing that we just try to do is show people that how we do it, and a lot of the misconceptions out there that aren't true. Just keep showing people the way we do. Majority of our producers do treat their animals and run their operations.
Mm-hmm.
You know that we are sustainable and we are good for the environment. And if you mm-hmm. you know, wildlife and cattle can coexist and both be beneficial. So you know, that was kind of a lot of things we were working on before COVID. That kind of stuff. We're
yep.
You know, we spend a lot of time across the state with our with the Endangered Species Act because of Minnesota having the greatest, the largest gray wolf population in the lower 48 states.
Mm.
That gets to be quite a thing for our northern members.
Right.
We deal a lot with depredation and stuff. Fortunately, it's not something we have to deal with down here this far south, but they are moving south and they are getting closer. So, you know, it's something we reach out and try to help with. Help our northern producers with that, so spend a lot of time with that also.
Right. Well, Mike, I'm a city kid, and my eyes were really opened to your industry when the summer beef tour was in Canby a few years ago. I jumped on a bus and toured some of the beef farms, the cattle farms, and boy, that's quite an operation that you guys run.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things we like about the summer beef tour. Not only is it is it a way that, you know, producers can see other operations and learn things to bring back home to theirs, but gives consumers a chance to get right down in the nuts and bolts of how the operations run and see what really goes on out on the farm, not just what happens when you drive by on the road.
Yeah. That summer beef tour, is that scheduled still? Is that still on, I wonder? Or where was it going to be at?
It was going to be in Rock and Nobles counties this year, and we had to postpone it till next year.
Oh, okay.
So we have officially pulled the pin on this year's tour, and and moved it. We're going to keep the same local is going to get to hold it.
So it'll still be in Rock and Nobles County next year then?
Yep, it'll be based out of Worthington again next year.
Okay.
And just whatever the dates are, it's always that first Tuesday after the 4th of July, I think is how it falls in a lot of times. But, we decided that we just needed to do that this year. It was set to be, I believe, it was set to be the 40th annual this year. A little disappointing, personally for me that missing out on that, getting to, my second, one of my two that I get to handle as president, but one of the things we're going through right now.
Yeah, it's a tough time, isn't it? That's for sure. So, but I want to thank you for what you do and all the beef farmers around the state of Minnesota. I appreciate all your hard work. And I am a big beef consumer, Mike. Steak.
Well,
steak is my favorite food.
We appreciate that. We appreciate all our consumers, and so I spend a lot of time just trying to, let people know how we're doing it, so that they can see how hard we're trying to, how hard we work to keep it an enjoyable eating experience.
Yeah. Is there a website people can go to that check out the Cattlemen's Association, or?
There is, and of course, I don't know that right in my head. I apologize for that. But if you search Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, it'll lead you there. We also have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And I also recommend, if you got any members listening or people that want to be members, you can go to those places, and we send out a weekly email to all our members that are signed up for it. You can get signed up, and that tells you everything we've been working on that week, all the new hot topics and what we've been working on, so you can stay up to date with that weekly email on what's going on.
Anything else we need to talk about concerning the beef industry, Mike?
Yeah, a big thing that has just happened for us recently, 11 states' attorney general, including Minnesota, have requested the Department of Justice look into antitrust violations in the meatpacking industry. A couple of weeks ago, we sent a letter to us and 22 other state associations went together and sent a coalition letter to the Department of Justice also. And now the state associations, the state's attorney generals, and now just this week, President Trump also asked Department of Justice to look into it. So, there's been a lot of people talking about the fact that 80% of U.S. packing capacity is operated by four companies. So, looking into antitrust issues there, and this is something that had reared its head long before COVID, but it's really been highlighted now during this COVID crisis.
Yeah, that makes a big impact on markets and the price and stuff, I would guess, huh?
Yeah, it does. With so much capacity owned by a few companies, it really produces a bottleneck in the supply chain. When you lose one of those cogs, it makes the cattle price we receive less and the price the consumer pays more. So they're just looking in to see if any violations have been done there and what can be done to try to straighten it out.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll check in with you at the end of May here and see if anything's produced, came out of that then.
Yeah, hopefully by then we'll know if they at least have got the official investigation started or if they're, what they're starting to find. One thing it's always drives people a little bit insane when they takes how slow government is, but we just have to keep in mind that government was meant to be intentionally slow. So we'll just keep on it. And I guess the interesting bit of history I learned on the antitrust thing, the antitrust laws were started way back 120 or 100 years ago, and it involved farmers in the packing industry. So if it takes a couple extra weeks for this to get done, I guess when it's a battle we've been fighting for 100 years, what's another couple of weeks? We just got to get to the bottom of it.
All right. All right. Thanks, Mike, for your time. I appreciate it. And congratulations on being elected president of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. And you're doing a great job, I understand. So, Chris Wollum told me that from Canby.
All right. Well, I will thank Chris for the kind words.
All right. Thanks.
I had a good teacher. He was a good teacher to be the president right in front of me. So
yeah, he did a good job. So, all right. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
That's Mike Landit, the president of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, talking about the beef industry there. And of course, we'll continue here on Q92 to salute the beef industry during May as Beef Month.